Hey guys, welcome back to Resistance Chicks. We're your hosts, Leah and Michelle. Today is the 22nd of July, 2020.
Can you feel the surge? There's a surge. It's a surge of federal police.
Right. I'm feeling it. No, I'm not really feeling it. I'm in my basement and I've had a good day and we were working outside and meanwhile.
You got good law, you got bad law. And what I find hilarious.
Hilarious.
Is that ain't nobody doing anything wrong here in Ohio. And they're bringing down the law on us. Making a statewide mask mandate.
Here it comes. That's not what we're
here Whereas about. Around this this country, in other cities, mostly Democrat controlled, you got people out there with the mask on. Breaking windows, breaking into buildings, fighting police. And ain't nobody doing nothing. Nothing. Now, I have a threat of 90 days in jail if I don't put something over my face. I'm not sick. I probably already had the Rona. I probably have antibodies. Okay? And y'all want to force me, my body, my choice.
Not y'all.
You know who I'm talking about.
You know.
I am a law-abiding citizen.
For the most part.
There is nothing wrong with me. I am not physically sick.
For the most part.
But they want... No, I'm not physically sick.
But you said there's nothing wrong with you.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not physically sick. And they want to make me do something. Now, I'm a law-abiding citizen. What do I do?
That's not what I wanted
now,
to do.
Now, what if I had the mindset of them people in Portland and Chicago... And all these Democrat cities who have decided, because of Black Lives Matter, that the laws of this land do not apply to them. They can rape, pillage, and steal, and fight police ramifications.
Okay, that sounds like
whatsoever.
Some sort of medieval thing. No, they literally, there were rapes, they were pillaging, and they were stealing. This is, what is this?
And like Chicago, if you follow me on Facebook, I have been posting, and I don't bring it to you guys every Friday because I feel like, well, actually, the numbers come out on Monday, so by the time Friday rolls around, we're ready for the new rack of people being shot and killed in Chicago. 60, 70, 100, and then the list of children shot in their homes, walking down the streets.
In cars.
It is in cars. It is babies being shot because it's called the Ferguson effect. When you start to go after the cops, the cops pull back, the criminals surge.
I've seen a lot of open letters from police officers that are just like, I'm done. Like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I can't do this. I can't protect and serve while I'm being... Like, I have to personally scroll past some stuff.
It gets to be too much.
I saw one cop taking care of another cop who was next to one of those wrought iron fences where the things were sticking up and he had his head bashed in there and there's blood everywhere. Like, I can't.
It's so much. The cops are under, like, seriously, if it were reversed, if cops were, like, smashing people's heads, that's what they're acting like.
Smashing people's heads.
So, Donald Trump, for better or for worse, has signed an executive order or whatever. He has started what's called Operation Legend. And I'm going to explain to you, it's named after a little boy who was killed in this senseless lawlessness that is happening since Black Lives Matter.
Wow.
So Trump, William Barr said that they have arrested over 200 people in Kansas City, and they're going to go into Albuquerque, and they're going into Chicago. Now the Chicago mayor says that's not going to happen.
Mayor.
So I'm going to play for you Trump's speech. Then we're going to explain to you where this Operation Legend comes from. The mother of the boy who was shot speaks.
Little Legend.
And she's black. So just FYI.
For this reason today, I am announcing that the Department of Justice will immediately surge federal law enforcement to the city of Chicago. The FBI, ATF, DEA, U.S. Marshals Service, and Homeland Security will together be sending hundreds of skilled law enforcement officers to Chicago to help drive down violent crime. and murderers and violent criminals are breaking a wide range of federal laws. We have that. It's as wide as it can be. We will find them, arrest them, and prosecute them. They will be in jail for many years to come. And we will work with local police to identify violations of state and local laws to help ensure that offenders are caught and jailed for their crimes. But we must remember that the job of policing a neighborhood falls on the shoulders of local elected leadership. Never forget that. When they abdicate their duty, the results are catastrophic. Americans must hold their city leaders accountable. They must insist that community officials fully support, fully back, and fully fund their local police departments. There is simply no substitute for a police department that has the strong backing of city leaders. In the meantime, we will use federal law enforcement to vigorously charge federal crimes and support these besieged communities to the greatest extent possible. This will be hard, painstaking work. It will take time. The tide will not recede overnight, but we will marshal all of the strength and focus and determination that we can possibly do. This is a critical effort. We will continue to call on state and local leaders to do their job and protect their citizens.
Pause right there.
The operator.
He talks about calling on state and local officials to do their job. Okay? I truly believe that the reason why they are not is because this whole time for the past 3 years, they've been saying Trump's a dictator. He hasn't been doing anything worthy of a dictator. They don't have any proof. So they have forced his hand to say, let's cause all of this lawlessness to spread, not allow our first responders to do what they do best to keep law in order in our cities, because that's their job and that's what people pay taxes for. But who cares? Because we need a heavy hand from Trump. We need to be able to say, look, Trump's bringing in military. Look, Trump's bringing in the National Guard. Look, Trump's bringing in, you know, federal agents.
And then they can call him a dictator.
That is why this is happening. That is why they are pushing this, because governors and mayors are not allowing paid public servants to do their job. Is all a political ploy.
They don't care about people.
Operation in Chicago will be done as part of Operation Legend, which was recently launched in Kansas City, Missouri, and very successfully, I might add. It is named after Legend Talaferro, a four-year-old boy who's shot. Think of this. He was shot and killed last month while he lay asleep in his home. Legend's mother grieves our hearts and pains and souls, and we thank you very much for being here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We are profoundly grateful to be joined by Sharon. Would you please stand, Sharon? Sharon, please. And also Legend's father, Raphael, and his grandparents, Alfred and Pauline. Yes? You look so great, so great. Thank you very much. I appreciate your nice statements before, too. Thank you very much. Thank you. Legend is looking down. He's very proud of you right now. I'll tell you. Thank you very much. To Legend's family, we cannot even begin to imagine your anguish and your sorrow, but we solemnly promise to honor Legend, and we will be fighting every day to save the lives of America's children. Under Operation Legend, we will also soon send federal law enforcement to other cities that need help. Other cities need help. They need it badly. They should call. They should want it. They're too proud or they're too political to do that. One of them is Albuquerque, New Mexico, where last fall, 55-year-old Jackie Vigil was murdered as she was getting into her car to go to the gym. We're joined today by her husband, Sam, and her sons, Raul and Kevin, both New Mexico State police officers. Would you please stand? Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Great looking family.
All right. So who is Legend here? The FBI is offering a reward for up to $25,000 of info leading to the identification of the rest of those responsible for the homicide of four-year-old Legend Taliaferro, who was struck by gunfire while asleep in his home in Kansas City, Missouri, on June 29th, 2020. And let me...
Make something clear for anyone that is having problems. That stray bullet didn't come from police, didn't come from federal agents.
Yeah.
It came as a result of the lawlessness that is happening from this senseless, idiotic movement that actually does not care about black lives.
Yeah. So let me play. This is first the husband of the woman we just talked about, and then I'm going to play Legend's mom.
I would like to just...
This is the husband of Jacqueline Vigil, a homicide victim from Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's been 8 months since his wife was killed, and there have been no arrests.
Very briefly, make a few comments about my wife, the way she was. Jackie was the type of person that loved to go to the gym. That was one of her big things. She also liked to send out prayers on a daily basis to people. She would pick verses from the Bible, prayers that she came across with, and she would either email those prayers or tweet them to some of her friends there in Albuquerque. That all ended on November 19th. You know, as I mentioned before, she was one of those people that had to go to the gym, otherwise she wouldn't make it through the day. We usually get up around 4:30 to 4:45. She got up, I got up, I went downstairs, I got me a cup of coffee. She came down and she says, well, you know, I'll see you in about an hour. That's about how long she would spend at the gym. I heard the garage door open, and then all of a sudden, almost immediately after that, I heard the horn on the car. So I went out there and I thought maybe she forgot her gym card or something and wants me to go out there and take it back to her. When I opened the door, the garage door was open. There was a vehicle behind hers blocking her. And I still didn't snap. I thought, well, maybe the guy that delivers the paper usually around that time of day was the one in the back of the car. Then I noticed that wasn't so. Somebody had shot and killed her there. I saw a person walk over on the driver, I mean on the passenger side of the vehicle that was behind her and get on and take off like crazy. To this day, I can't forget that. You know, every time I go to bed, every time I go out into the driveway, that memory comes back. And it hunts me. And Jackie, my wife, did not deserve to be killed that way. Nobody does, you know. Of course, Albuquerque, as you probably all know, those of you in law enforcement, has a reputation for being one of the most violent cities in the country, actually. You know, we've ranked up there in first place, second place, and that doesn't seem to be going away, you know. It's been 8 months since my wife died in... There's been no arrests at all. Nobody has been arrested for the crime. There are other victims in Albuquerque that are in the same boat. The journal reported back a couple of months ago that the rate of solving homicides in Albuquerque was less than 50%. You know, and that in itself tells you a big story as to where we're at, how we need desperately some help to get after the crime rates that we have going on.
So that is just a heartbreaking story. I don't even know where to begin with that.
It's unbelievable.
It's
and here's the issue that I have people that you want to make this a political thing. You have to listen to these stories. You don't get to just shut them out and spew out whatever you want to say on the side. Like, yeah, but this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. No, this is a story of a real person who lost a real loved one as a result of those in power using this movement and these kinds of movements as political pawns, and they don't care about fallout.
So what I think, honestly, what this is about isn't so much preventing crime, which is, I think that's an aspect of it. It's also sending in these federal agents to solve these unsolvable crimes.
Unsolved crimes.
And yeah, because I think that's what the mother here of Legend is telling us.
Oh, I am Legend Tala Farrow's mother. I want to thank God for giving me the strength to withstand today. Operation Legend is not to harass, it's not to harm or to hurt. It is to help investigate unsolved murders, in which one of those happened to be our innocent 4-year-old son. This operation is personal to us. We want justice for our son and others. We have to take a stand in our communities and speak up to help this operation be successful. My one and only child who fought through open heart surgery at 4 months is gone due to senseless gun violence. Children are supposed to be our future, and our 4-year-old son didn't make it to kindergarten. I stand here today as a mother fighting against violence for my son, Legend Tala Farrow. My family and I support Operation Legend, and we strongly want our community and everyone else behind us. Thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate all the efforts. One thing about Legend, he was exciting. He loved basketball. He was a ball of joy. And I want his legacy to live on, and I want us to continue to fight against violence and also get justice for my son and others. So with this operation, I want it to be successful. So if every community can reach out to that hotline, if you know any information about any murder, that would be great. And also to keep carrying on this legacy.
Wow. That's so powerful.
And how can you say anything against that? Earlier today, Trump authorizes a surge of federal agents into cities plagued by violence, including Chicago. President Trump announced the lawlessness surge in some U.S. cities like New York City and Chicago, where the number of shootings have skyrocketed as local police have pulled back, has inspired him to send law enforcement into cities where violent crimes, murders, shootings, rapes, and of course vandalism is just on a crazy rise. The decision comes as Portland, and we're going to show you some videos from Portland, just absolutely insane, and other ultra-liberal mayors like Seattle have said that they don't want federal agents in their cities. The acting DHS head has ordered federal agents to police protests in Portland, as local law enforcement have been ordered to hold back as protesters vandalized public property, including a federal courthouse, and pelted cops with rocks, bottles, and other crazy things. You don't get to shoot rockets at cops, y'all. Chicago is one city where the agents will be sent as part of a federal program called Operation Legend. The operation in Chicago will be done as part of Operation Legend, which was recently launched in Kansas City. It was named after this young boy, Legend
Tala Farrow.
Yeah. Who was shot and killed while he was asleep. Sleeping. During the speech we just talked about, Trump blamed the local elected leaders for abdicating their duty by undermining police departments, inspiring officers to pull back criminals, especially gang members warring for turf, respect, or whatever reason, have swiftly just surged in themselves, okay? We will hire more great police. What cities are doing is insanity. Many politicians who want to make their cities less safe have also offered protection. So, you have in St. Louis, where the couple who stood out there with their guns. Now, it comes out that the lady's gun, that was a prop. It had a firing pin backwards, was not operable as a gun. So
she wasn't brandishing a weapon.
Well, see, under this law, this particular law, it actually has to be capable of a crime. So what prosecutors were caught doing is disassembling it and reassembling it so it could fire. And then saying it was operable. Well, they were caught. Okay? But here's the thing. They are being charged with a felony for protecting their homes while all these protesters and all these vandals and everything in St. Louis have been released.
Right.
Released back into the public. Crazy stuff.
You know, I heard, was it de Blasio who was touting how excited he was that they have, you know, so many less people in prison right now.
I know.
And it's because they've released them, not because crime is down, but because they've released criminals back out on the street. I'm like, okay, so anyone that is still trying to just spout orange man bad, just don't listen to anything that Trump says or does or anything like that. Listen, I understand. When Obama was president, I literally did this. La, 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 la. I'm not going to listen to a thing that he says. I'm not going to. I literally never listened to the man give a speech. It made me want to hurl. Okay? Same thing with Clinton. You know, like, literally.
But I didn't, like, riot in the streets, and I didn't even post that much about him.
Exactly. I just kind of tried to ignore both of their entire presidencies. It was kind of more difficult to ignore Clinton because he was, you know, had some issues. But my point is, I get that you want to just bury your head in the sand and just go orange man bad and not look at anything that's actually happening and progress that is taking place and where those that have the actual power, which it's not Trump, those that have the actual power are letting lawlessness happen in the street. They are allowing this little boy to be murdered. They want this little boy to be murdered. They want the chaos, and they are doing it all as a political ploy because they want power. Okay? They want to get Trump out because they want to hold the power, and they don't care how many shops are destroyed, hurt. How many lives are killed, how many lives are destroyed. They don't care.
So I want to play this tribute to the little legend here. If I can.
Aww. This, as family and friends came together to remember 4-year-old Legend Taliaferro, who was shot and killed as he slept here in Kansas City in his bed. KCTV5's Leslie Aguilar went to today's tribute.
Right now, Legend Taliaferro's family is pleading for information on the little boy's murder.
Just a little bit.
They want justice, and they want Legend's legacy to live on. A parade of vehicles drove past a crowd of Legend Taliaferro's actual family and his basketball family.
This is our way to show tribute to our legend.
Yes.
And to kind of, we can't make the kids understand something so terrible, but we do want to give them an outlet to kind of enjoy and embrace each other.
Coaches Alicia Saunders and Robert Haley say Legend came to their program as a 3-year-old. Despite his age and heart condition, he gave his all on the court.
He showed that motivation, drive. He showed it every practice.
His young teammates all know Legend is gone, but their parents say it's hard to explain to 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds why. Tammy Willis' son heard on the news that Legend was shot.
And then the questions got a little bit more challenging to be able to answer. And it made him start thinking about, well, is this going to happen to me? And how are you going to protect me? And, you know, why did it happen in the first place? And can't you just go wake him up?
1, 2, 3.
Legend's mother, Sharon Powell, led a balloon release in tribute to her only son. She wants him to be remembered as a loving, caring, sweet boy who loved sports. He survived a heart surgery as a baby and would have had another had he not been killed.
We just want justice for him, and we just want everybody to continue to build his legacy.
For those who may have information about Legend's murder, his parents have this message.
I really don't got that many words to say, you know. If you know something about it, just speak up.
Speak up. If you know something, let us know. And like I said, if you don't feel comfortable talking to a police officer or a detective or anything in that nature, you can call me or his dad, or you guys can write us on social media.
Police say they have received a few anonymous tips in this case, but nothing leading to a suspect or the suspect vehicle. They're asking people who leave anonymous tips to be very specific. They need locations, names, as many details as possible, They do have very grainy video footage of the suspect vehicle, but so far no information on where that car might be. Wow. Leslie Aguilar, Casey.
That is so sad. Who kills a four-year-old boy while he's sleeping?
Well, and here's the deal. They don't care. They didn't know they killed that four-year-old boy while they were sleeping. They're just firing shots, and they could not care less about where those bullets land, who they might affect. I'm going to guess that the person that committed the murder may not even know that they have killed a child. They may not have even heard about it. I don't know.
So the program began after Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson asked federal law enforcement to assist local police. Barr directed the agents from the FBI, the U.S. Marshals Service, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and explosives to help local enforcement there. The DOJ said the operation is meant to curb a spike in violent crime in the city, where there have been more than 100 homicides this year. Federal law enforcement officers currently working out of Chicago, including FBI officials, U.S. Marshals, DEA, and ATF, will be loaned to the Justice Department to help fight crime as part of the program. The Chicago expansion is expected to involve about 100 federal law enforcement officers with the same plan for Albuquerque. The move is likely to be met with pushback from Chicago Mayor Lori Heavyfoot, who has accused the president in recent days of trying to terrorize her city. She's the only one terrorizing her city, with Chicago murders up beyond... They've had this record murders like week after week.
But that's fine, because Leah, those people can die. She knows that. No. Trump is Hitler. He is the devil. Okay. It doesn't matter how many people die as a result of this lawlessness.
She goes. People have tunnel vision. Television to warn people that she's going to use the full force of the law to go after mask wearing breakers.
If you don't wear a mask, she's literally sending.
But she hasn't said anything about the murders of babies. I haven't seen her shed a tear for these babies and children being gunned down, not in the streets,
right?
In their homes. Here's the deal: vehicles.
You guys need to understand that this. I am specifically speaking to the trolls on Twitter, because we're going live on Facebook and we're going live on YouTube as well. But here's the deal. Those of you that are watching on Periscope and you're just so tunnel visioned on Orange Man Bad, okay? Trump is the devil. Trump is Hitler. It's literally, that's all. It's a repetitive thing. That's all you can say. You don't have anything beyond that. You don't have any talking points. I am here to tell you that what is going on here is bigger than Trump, okay? The war that is going on has been going on for 100 years at least, okay? And the powers that be that want to control, they are literally like puppet masters, and they pretend to have the right and the left war against each other when they're both equally evil on both sides, okay? And they're just playing. They're all men on a stage, all right? Trump comes in, he can't be controlled by the puppet masters, and everybody loses their mind, and then you drink the Kool-Aid, not realizing that you are literally being controlled by the puppet masters who are controlling this entire thing, okay? When you see the violence breaking out in these streets and the lives lost, it has nothing to do with Trump. It has everything to do with their power hunger. That it's insatiable. They can't let it go. They don't care about lives. They love death. They love murder. They love chaos. Why? You keep saying Trump is Hitler, Trump is a dictator, Trump is this, Trump is that. Meanwhile, they are the ones that are ushering in the actual dictatorship and the actual control.
Let me give you some of the numbers. Just today, after
you swallow it, hook, line, and sinker.
After this weekend of heavy violence, Monday, 25 people were shot after this weekend. So every weekend, there's another total, because I guess murders the weekends are over the weekend. Nobody gets, I don't know. Monday proved that they do get shot during the week. 11 killed, at least 70 people shot in one weekend of violence in Chicago this past weekend. 10 were fatal. It says 10 were fatal, 11 were fatal. I think it was 11 were fatal. A 26-year-old man was shot several times in the head and the body. A 41-year-old man was shot in the back of the head. A 26-year-old man was shot in the head. A 37-year-old man was shot in the leg. A 48-year-old man was shot. But what I'm going to take you to is
Garvey Luther on, you have a nice last name, Sowell, on Periscope says, Obama did nothing, and that's his city. B. Smith wants to know, that sounds like the solution is to use the federal governments to clamp down. Ha. No one said that. Did anyone here on this show advocate sending in federal troops? We are reporting to you what is happening, but what we are saying is the reason why it's happening is because these people have specifically let go of it all. We don't care how many people die. We don't care. We do not want to protect you. So what is your solution? Don't come to me. What is your solution aside from sending
tired
in
federal? Of burying our children? This is from July 2nd.
How do we stop the violence?
Four toddlers shot in Chicago amid a surge of gun violence. Four toddlers have been shot. They were over the past two weeks of preceding July 2nd during what has been one of the deadliest periods in Chicago's history of violence against children, sparking community outrage over a lack of accountability and a long history of disinvestment in the black and brown. No. You had these horrible shootings because you said, we don't want the police. You don't want the police. A 17-year-old and 16-year-old were fatally shot. An hour later, Mekki James, 3, was fatally shot while sitting in the back seat of his father's car. Amira Jones, 13, was fatally shot inside of her home while showing her mother a TikTok dance. Michael Ike, 15, was shot in Smith Park. And that Monday, a 3-year-old girl was shot in a Chicago lawn. The weekend, this was post June 29th, you had children among the 16 dead, 47 injured in Chicago, these weekend shootings. Go ahead and bring up the Tucker clip from tonight where he's talking about these shootings and how mayors, city officials, hands off. Go loot. Go shoot. Do your thing. The left has gone anarchy. They have gone full-on anarchy. Do whatever you want as long as you do it in the names of Black Lives Matter or Antifa or progressivism or socialism.
You keep stealing my headphones, so you'll have to. There's only one here.
I have.
It's okay. Right, just take them. I'll press play.
It's okay.
You're the one that knows where it needs to go.
Let's see.
Texas counties. That's how many people have been shot in the city of Chicago since January. And there will almost certainly be many more before the year ends. This is a disaster. No matter what Lori Lightfoot claims, Chicago needs help from somewhere. Anthony Napolitano is an alderman from Chicago. He represents the northwestern part of the city. He joins us now. Alderman Napolitano, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
This is Chicago. This is the city that built a lot of the rest of the country, and it's our third largest city. And it does seem like things are completely out of control. The numbers show it. What does Chicago need to save the lives of its own citizens right now?
You know, I kind of sum it up in a four-step process. And the first step is definitely take the President Trump's help. If you don't want the feds on the street, have them work the warrants, have them infiltrate the gangs, implement RICO charges, go after the drugs. We have 117,000 gang members on the street. Hit them where it hurts in the money. And the second thing we have to do is we need a state's attorney here that's actually going to press criminal charges. Our state's attorney right now celebrates the catch and release process, and it's killing us over here. Criminals here know that if you're going to do the crime, you're not going to do the time. We also got to get behind our officers. You know, we got to get rid of this anti-police movement, and we need to hold police officers that are bad accountable, but praise the ones that are doing good work out there. These guys haven't had a contract in 3 years. If you give them a contract, it's going to boost morale, and they're going to want to be the police again. And on your first topic, what you said, you know what, we have a large silent majority here. As an elected official, the only one I hear from is the vocal radical socialist here in Chicago. We have a sleeping giant majority that needs to stand up and hold the rest of these elected officials accountable. And you have what they want. You have their vote. Make them do something about this. We need help. Let them bring the feds in and help us out. We got to save the city.
I think you're at the point where it is a question of saving the city. Chicago is depopulating. People who can afford to, as you well know, are leaving. They're going to Wisconsin. They're leaving the region. They can't live there. It's too expensive and it's too dangerous. Do the people who run the city, does your mayor, do they understand that?
They do. I mean, the census is coming up now, and we're pushing this. We're trying to get so many people to fill this out because our fear is when these numbers come in, they're going to be astronomically lower than usual. And we know it. I was asked a couple of days ago, how are you keeping people here? I'm begging my neighborhood to stay here. Everyone is they're retiring. They're like, Anthony, we're getting out of here. I'm like, stay. I tell everybody there are better times ahead of us. We're going to get ahead of this. Things have to change, and they're going to change. This is Chicago. This is a tough city. We don't just give up here.
It's such a great city. It's a tragedy to see this. It's a beautiful, historic city. Lori Lightfoot, you probably don't want to get political, but I have to ask you, what do you think she's thinking?
You know, I my job is to work with the mayor to the best of my ability. You know, we might not even agree on things 50% of the time. But that being said, what she's probably thinking right now is, okay, we tried to stand our ground. Now it's time to open our arms up, take the help from the federal government. I've been saying this for months, if not years. This has got to be about people. This can't be about this election that's coming up in November. That was what I've been telling everybody is they do not want to let the president help, because when it's a success and we bring crime down, they're afraid he is going to look like a success and it's going to help his election. We got to get rid of that nonsense. We just have to focus on saving our city and saving these lives, because we're losing lives at an astronomical rate. It's not fair. It's not fair to these communities.
All right. So not only that, but you have over in... and by the way, Barr said that he, in rolling out Operation Legend over the past couple weeks, they've already been in Kansas City and they had removed 200 violent offenders from the streets in 2 weeks. Chicago is up next. So, that's Kanye. What we have in Portland, and I'm not going to play this video for you. There is this weird thing happening in Portland. Moms or whatever in yellow shirts, supposed moms, are fighting the police for the protesters. It's a really weird situation happening there. Wall of moms shield protesters as demonstrations continue, because it's hands up, don't shoot, which didn't happen. Oh, crazy stuff. So anyways, this Sean Green, who is black, walked inside of a Portland laundromat and used a sharp handsaw to attack two women. Responding police located him on a nearby street, but the arrest was interrupted by Portlanders who screamed at and taunted the officers, accusing them of racism. I know that Redneck left because he can't handle bad news, and I don't like bad news. Michelle's like, let's do a show, and I'm like, oh, Operation Legend, and I have bad news, okay? We have some good news kind of at the end. God's going to use this. God's going to turn this around. We are exposing the left for who they are, for what they are doing. This man attacked two women with a handsaw.
Hang on. So here we are. We're farmers. We have, for those of you that literally just, you know, are joining, you have
not
no idea.
Play the handsaw.
We have a homestead. We raise pigs and chickens and, you know, have a big garden and can and so on and so forth. So I've used a handsaw many, many, many times in my life. Never have I held it and thought to myself, this would make a great weapon.
No, I've never thought that.
Never. So we don't really have a very smart and intelligent criminal here. No. But that being said, I can imagine that having someone attack one with it would be painful.
And scary.
And scary. So, yeah, I mean, some of those handsaws actually have...
But let's move on from that.
Reverse teeth, okay. like tiny.
Girlfriend, let's just... we do not
go the other way.
Okay.
So that it Lord cuts on the way in
stop.
And out.
Stop. You going to stop?
Yep.
You going to stop? Stop, stop. All right. So, Portland, 50 nights of chaos. Turn that down. Way down. There you go. That's good. All cops are the B word.
Causing protesters. President Trump calls them anarchists. The nation has its eyes on Portland as the nightly clashes between demonstrators and federal officers have become the new norm in Portland. Over 50 consecutive nights of riot and civil unrest have taken place in the Rose City and are set to continue with no clear ending in sight. I have spent 2 weekends in Portland covering the civil unrest and the ongoing riots and wanted to give you an inside look from the ground. One Portland resident compared the situation to a war zone.
Last night was what made me get up this morning and say, hey, I'm going to do something. Because last night sounded just like I was in Mosul, Iraq. right? So if you had your eyes closed and you sounds like you're in a war zone in your city, like, when is this shit gonna stop?
And many residents are asking the same question. When is this going to stop? At this point, what exactly do demonstrators want? Some say defund the police, others say abolish the police, and others see this as a total revolution and an opportunity to overthrow the current system in hand. The problem here is that these demonstrators have continued to show that they are not peaceful, and the crowd has shown night after night they are willing to clash with federal officers, even if it means being arrested. In my short time reporting on the ground, I have seen a federal officer being struck in the head by a hammer, a protester shot in the head by a less lethal round by a federal officer that had to be hospitalized, and over the weekend, rioters broke into the Portland Police Association building and set it on fire. Residents are asking the mayor to restore law and order now.
Yeah, I mean, take some accountability. If he's not the guy that can lead this place, if people can't stand behind him and support him, then fine, you know, step out, get out.
Mayor Ted Wheeler has called for the removal of federal officers from Portland, but President Trump and acting Homeland Security Chad Wolf don't seem to budge. 43.
What did you say? What did you say? I said to Michelle when they were just like, that might have been the police
association. Rewind the clip. 2 seconds.
What did you say?
Acting Homeland Security. Stop, stop right there.
All right. Here we have these very dangerous looking, I don't know what those are.
They were
barricades?
Barricades, yeah.
Okay. That these people have pulled to the side. These are, they may jump out and attack. And this protester here
is protecting everyone from them.
Who probably spent his life in daycare.
Portland.
Is protecting everyone by being.
Homeland Security, Shy Wolf don't seem to budge.
Don't you dare go back and barricade those people again. I told you once. I'm not going to tell you twice. You stay here, and I'm going to beat you into submission.
You told me it was when you had something stuck in your head,
mm-hmm.
and it's like you have, it's like an autism thing.
It is.
Like banging your head against the wall.
And that's not to make fun of autistic people. It's actually really sad. Whatever is going on in the minds of some of these protesters that you'll find just beating random things, like not even in the effort of tearing down something. I'm talking like they'll get so angry, they'll pull a barricade and they just start beating on it because they can't.
This is from the Ventura Report on YouTube and Twitter. I just wanted to give a shout out to him for his video that he's been making here.
Okay, yeah, go subscribe to his channel.
He's
I mean, seriously, this is not, they're not mentally sound.
And I get it. You start to smell a bit of concerning. Tear gas now. Thank you.
What do they want? Anarchy.
Approaching midnight here, 9:52, a riot and civil arrest in Portland.
9:52, a civil arrest in Portland. They're bored too. They didn't want to do this.
Brought down the fence. The clubs are all closed. And that's what brought out the federal officers here.
You know what I find hilarious?
My name is Franche Jones. I took a knee and I got shot with a rubber bullet in my eye.
Are you okay? How are you feeling right now?
I'm okay, but I'm really like just in disbelief because it's just crazy. Like a black woman taking a knee, fighting for what she believes in, and she gets shot with a rubber bullet by the cops. For taking a knee for my country and what I stand for and what I believe in for blacks and browns.
So just a quick update, moments ago, the federal officers came out of the courthouse and they used flashbangs and tear gas to disperse the crowd and just broke it up. The reason I kind of wanted to show you guys a look is this is my eyes right now. I got tear gas really, really bad.
Yeah, that's when you get into the midst of the craziness that's gonna happen.
Anyway, what I was going to say is, what I find fascinating here is that for those of us that, we always say on our channel, we don't lean right, we don't lean left, we lean on the word of God. However,
standard,
for all intents and purposes, we do lean more right than we do left.
But we're very right,
libertarians.
See,
let me finish my thought because it's going to escape me.
Explain what right means.
Okay, we believe in less government. Okay, less control, less power, right? What you need to understand is those that are fighting for BLM and all of that, they want more. They want to control every single aspect of your life. They want bigger government, more control.
They think that the way to do that is less government.
Right.
Getting rid of the government.
Well, no, that's abolishing what the government. They are literally pawns in this game, and that's what they are told, and that's what they believe, but they don't understand that the ideology that they are fighting for is not what they really believe.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McKinney slammed the chaos and anarchy in Portland while blasting Democrat officials by claiming they continue to put politics above peace. McKinney, during the White House press briefing on Tuesday, addressed the violence in Portland, Oregon, which has experienced months of unrest. It's not about George Floyd. The Portland mob has become increasingly aggressive, she says. I'm going to see if this is the...
Chaos and anarchy in Portland is unacceptable. Yet Democrats continue to put politics above peace while this president seeks to restore law and order. Governor Kate Brown, a Democrat governor of Oregon, said that the president should, quote, stop playing politics, called law enforcement officers secret police, and likened it to, quote, a dictatorship. The governor called on the president.
Okay. I love that these people are here. I'm sorry. I'm listening to every comment on here. Okay. But on Periscope here, B. Smith says, less government equals federal troops. Literally, you two are pretty confused. Did you not hear? Now, please try to just calm whatever's going on in your brain. Just give me 15, 20 seconds. Try to comprehend what I have said already. Trump wasn't doing anything worthy of a dictator at all. But they keep trying to tell everyone that he's a dictator. And so they have to create lawlessness that is forcing his hand. They have literally... So what you're saying is, let all the lawlessness continue. Let little boy legend die because you don't care about his life. Let all of the murders in Chicago happen. Let all of the chaos happen. Let all of the economies in these leftist ruled cities who have let all of the criminals on the street and are not policing and not controlling any of the violence, let all of that chaos happen, okay?
Let me explain.
Do you understand?
Wait. Governments are instituted
for one reason and one reason only.
To protect our right
and property.
To life, liberty, and property, property, and the pursuit of happiness. Governments are instituted to those ends and for those means. Basically, they're not there. Government isn't there for your health care. Government isn't even there for your highway. Government isn't there for your education. The first and the basic, if you had to strip your entire government away,
it's to protect your property.
Basic,
protect your life.
And what it is when you get down to the rudimentary government is, I have a family. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's say we move out west. Okay, we're all alone on the prairie. Okay, and we got Native Americans around. There are other settlers who are not so good.
Pirates.
There's pirates on the frontier.
Yes.
Okay, so I move out west for my presentation here. I'm using West to give you an idea of the wild, wild West, the abandonment, the open prairie. There's no law. There's no government there at all yet. Okay.
Gunless men. They're not gunless. Gunless. So, you know, the ones that come and wear the mask.
My family and I. We build a home. We build a barn, and we have animals.
Yes.
But there are pirates out there who want to take our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm on the prairie.
Billy the Kid.
And I have my farm, and I'm not asking the government to build me a road to an Oregon Trail Road. I'm not actually asking the government to provide food for me.
Or free
cows. I am not asking the government for anything. But I realize that there are a few more pirates than there are people in my house. And so I go to my neighbor, and I say, hey, what if we join together?
Yes.
And so I can sleep at night. You patrol And then when you can sleep at night, I'll patrol. Right. And then you get a couple more families, okay? And then you get more sleep at night. Because with 10 families, you get to rotate and you only have to stay up one night.
Right.
And then you've got 50 families or 100 families. And then you can hire
a
sheriff. So that you can sleep at night and your family can sleep at night. And then we set up a court system so that people are not wrongfully arrested, okay? So that horse thieves aren't just randomly hung by whoever, which you could have done back in the day, okay? So that's the basis of government.
Yes.
And so when you have
looters
in the streets of Chicago,
and you're already paying police to do a job that now your mayors and governors are telling them that they can't do.
When people are shooting babies
mm-hmm.
while they're dancing
yelling in my ear.
And to a TikTok in their house, the government is supposed to be there, and the police are supposed to be. Now, when those police are not doing their job to protect people, Trump says, do I ignore it?
Yes.
But how can I sleep at night while we have Democrat mayors like Lori Lightfoot saying, go ahead, rape, pillar, steal, we
murder.
Don't care.
But all if you go out of your house without a mask on, I'm putting Mulhaney in jail.
Finish, Kaylee. Michaela, okay.
McKinney.
To get his officers off
Did
the
we
streets.
Answer your question?
Democrat Mayor of Portland,
to
Todd Wheeler, said the president is trying to look strong for his base while you had Democrats on the Hill. Nancy Pelosi calling these officers stormtroopers and Jim Clyburn calling them the Gestapo. This rhetoric is unhelpful and gives the violence we have seen a pass. But President Trump will not give the violence a pass. He will restore order where the Democrat governor and the Democrat mayor are unwilling to admit that they have lost control of their city. The well-organized mob in Portland has become increasingly aggressive, especially against law enforcement officers. Individuals have thrown bricks, chunks of concrete, glass bottles, feces, balloons filled with paint, pig's feet, slingshots to hurl ball bearings.
Did you hear that part?
Where are you getting those pig's feet, by the way?
Oh my word. Poor pig.
And batteries at federal agents and the courthouse. Multiple attempts to barricade officers in the Hatfield courthouse have occurred. Attempts to start the structure on fire as well. Use of eyesight damaging laser devices have been used and strobe lights against federal agents as well. But according to Speaker Pelosi, when asked about the violent removal of statues, people will do what they do. The Trump administration urges state and local officials to work cooperatively to restore law and order. Operation Legend is a great example of this. At the governor's request, we went into Kansas City and surged the area with federal assets, FBI, DEA, ATF, and U.S. Marshals. This was named after Legend Taliaferro, a four-year-old young boy who lost his life and was shot in his bed tragically. This has been a successful operation that has been waged in his name, including the arrest of wanted fugitives. Similarly, President Trump is taking action in Portland, even though you have a Democrat mayor and Democrat governor unwilling to work with us in this situation. We are surging resources along with Secretary Wolf at DHS and augmenting the Federal Protective Service to safeguard federal property. The bottom line is that this president stands with law and order, which leads to peace, and we will not allow Portland to become the new chop like what we saw in Seattle.
There we have it, folks. I think this is what leadership looks like. I really do. All right, guys.
We're going to switch gears.
So I don't want to leave you with something sad. So we're going to leave you with something that's very interesting to me. If you want to bring up the video, Kanye West, I think he suspended his presidential run, but it, as short-lived as it was, his one rally had a few gems in it, and we'd like to share
those gems
with you. I could give you the punchlines, but why don't we just let you hear him punch.
Okay, so we're actually going to use Tucker. I had wanted to get just the original clips, but I guess Leah feels that Tucker got all of the highlights there. So are we going to watch all 8 minutes of Tucker?
No. Why do you act like that?
We're sisters, if you don't know.
Are we going to do all of it?
Okay.
You're like a five-year-old.
It won't work. I haven't switched over yet, so
okay,
you can't
switch
do it
over.
Like
yeah,
that.
It starts at the beginning, and then they talk about it.
Okay.
So it's okay. All right.
Okay.
Are we going to do it all? I'm going to work.
So I had wanted to make a 15-minute video because you guys were asking, hey, could you guys make shorter videos so that we can share them? And I said, sure, let's do this Kanye thing. And then the legend thing happened. And so, all right, I think we've got you Kanye's switched over. Kanye is a legend in his own mind.
Back it up. Back it in.
Let me I think that'll
save my life. My dad wanted to abort me.
Well, there's a moment. That's something you probably haven't seen before because, of course, it's never happened. A Grammy Award winning musician making an appeal, an emotional appeal against abortion. But he was just starting. Then he told the crowd about the time he and his wife considered an abortion themselves.
She had the pills in her hand. People know these pills where you take the pills, and if you take it, it's a wrap. The baby's gone. And I called my wife. And she said, we're going to have this baby. I said, we're going to have this child. I know people that are 15 years old that didn't have the children, that didn't have that child, that have never got to experience the level, even the level of joy that I experienced having a child. So even if my wife were to divorce me after this speech, she brought North into the world.
No speechwriter wrote that.
She says, I almost killed my child. And when you put abortion in that context,
right?
He said, my dad was too busy. He wanted me dead, but my mom saved my life.
Mm.
And he says he credits Kim Kardashian with saving his firstborn.
Right, North.
And it kills him. Now, he is in Wyoming, and they... I'm going to just throw this out there for you, because now they're trying to wage an intervention, and he has a little feud with Kim Kardashian's mama, because Kim Kardashian's mama is not a good mama. She sold a sex tape for her daughter, and got a cut of it. She is a 10% manager of all her children. And she put her daughter on the cover of Playboy. And Kanye West said, North's mom will not put her daughter on the cover of Playboy. He didn't say Kim. And he says, North's mom will not sell her sex tape. So... I've been saying Caitlyn Jenner, but the mom's name is something else. I don't remember her. Who cares?
We did not follow the Kardashians at all. We do not follow them at all.
But they put themselves into American life. Like
they have
Kim has decided to go and to do some good deeds and get people off of death row and things like that. Kanye West is a legend in his own words and own time. But he has, they say he struggles with bipolarism, but I just think it's two different sides of the world.
I think that what happens when you're in it and you don't realize when you're just at home how corrupt it is, the biz, whatever. We have experienced that level of corruption within the church hierarchy, yeah. So we know all about that. I can only imagine what it's like in Hollywood and the music industry. Okay, so when you have those two different, you have God and you have the devil warring, and you got these people speaking into your life, and he's still, we always tell people to kick what we call the poo-poo faces out of your life. If you got corrupt, evil people that are sick in the head and drain the life out of you and use you and abuse you and all this, that, and the other, just kick them to the curb. You don't need them in your life. He still has his poo-poo faces in his life. And that will mess you up, because you can't live a life with both feet on either side. It'll tear you to pieces. But what I wanted to focus on tonight, and the reason why I wanted to bring that Kanye clip to you, is not that anybody can run for president. And if you have the money, that's not what makes this significant. What makes it significant is you have somebody who literally, you know, almost sold their soul to the devil for fame, has had a complete conversion, and yet still has the ear of all young people, and now even, you know, the rest of the world, coming out against abortion, putting value on life. You don't have to agree with everything that Kanye West says, but you do have to stop and acknowledge the fact that he's getting the message out about abortion.
There was another clip in there that said...
He said he got the message out about pornography. He said the only way that you're going to get set free, the only way that we're going to change the world, and I'm butchering this, okay, is for you not to be looking at pornography. Is for, what was the other one besides pornography? But the point is, he's bringing to light, he's pointing everyone
to God. There's a stream of God consciousness that comes from him.
Yes.
And there are gems that come out of him.
Right.
So that's what, I said, that's what repentance looks like. I don't care whatever else he says. He's crying and repentant over abortion. That is huge. Let's take the win. Let's say that part of his brain got God to it.
Yeah.
I mean, let me go a little preacher on you for a second. You may come to know Jesus, and if you have had a past in any way that has been involved in the satanic realm, that has been involved in abuse, sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse, you may come to God like Kanye did in a rush of amazing anointing and feel like nothing can stop you.
Yeah.
But here we're going to get a little psychological on you, okay? Your brain is capable of splitting off into different sections. And especially split, we all do it. We all have, you're one person with your doctor. You're one person at school. You're one person at work. When you experience high levels of abuse, or you have maybe given yourself over to, like, Hollywood is a satanic realm. If you've given yourself over to Hollywood, you may have one part of you that comes to know God, and then this other part of you. I actually see these people on Twitter a lot. I see these people who come to know God, and they're conservatives, and they're from even the porn industry or this or that, and they still have these other parts of themselves.
It's called brokenness.
That need Jesus.
Right.
And so I want to encourage you to whatever stage you are at in your life to not give up.
Right.
If you have a moment of meeting Jesus and then you say, well, I fell back. I just spoke to a woman tonight. She's like, well, she's free from drugs and things like that. And I found an owner for our Buick here, and I'm just paying it forward. So she doesn't have a car, and I gave her a ride to... UDF. Here's a good news story, I guess you could say. I saw her walking down my street. I said, "Do you need a ride?" She said, "Yeah." And I gave her a ride to where she needed to go to work. And I told her, I said, "Do you have a car?" And she said, "No." Well, we were trying to find a home for our 1998 Buick LeSabre that runs, but you know, just needs a home. It needs another home. So we're gonna hand that over to her when she can get her stuff together. But I told her that she's worried that she might go back into where she came out of. And I said, and she's blaming herself. I sabotage myself. No. The world sabotages you. The devil sabotages you. Jesus comes to set you free, to renew your mind. Okay? And there are different parts of your brain sometimes when you've been abused that healthy people will never understand.
Right.
That's okay?
True. Very true.
That she grew up in an alcoholic family. If you grew up alcoholism, broken home, it's a thing. It breaks your brain. It breaks your brain into different pieces. You come to know Jesus in one part of your brain. You want to serve God in one part of your brain. But that's why we want wholesome families, so that brains don't break. Mm. Because even with the broken brain person, you got to bring all that person to Jesus. And sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it takes time. Okay, so I want to encourage you, if you're a broken brain person and you say, why do I keep going back to this, or why do I keep doing that? It's not your fault. Recognize that when those parts come out, you want to go back to this or you want to go back to that. What happened? I was on my road with God and I was doing good. It coming to the surface. You say, Jesus, save me. You say, God, love me. That part needs Jesus. That part needs to lay down. And what will happen, I'm getting a little psychological on you, I understand. What will happen is when you give that part of your brain to Jesus, it will fuse back in. And it will heal. And so if you've been broken in 10 areas, you got to bring all 10 areas to Jesus. Okay? But don't worry. That one, and who you are, the essence of who you are, knows Jesus, you're going to heaven. Okay? And we think that way with Justin, who was with us. He's not doing what he should be doing. But he came to know Jesus. Okay? He's had a rough life. And I think he's coming back around. He's got to give every single part of his brain to Jesus. So I wanted to encourage you guys with that, to know that sometimes it's not your fault if you're falling back into things like that. And when you look at Kanye West, I want you to keep that in mind, that he's got parts of his brain.
Right.
And they all need to come to Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't mean it as in multiple personalities and craziness like that, and it's kind of been overextended in Hollywood. But different parts of our souls, our soul, this part that experienced this part that experienced that. You have to allow Jesus to heal it and to move on.
Right.
Okay.
Very good. So for those of you that don't know, Leah is pastor of our Isaiah 58 Ministries here at God's Little Acre. And we've been doing this our entire lives. Okay. Ministering to people, studying psychology and God and ministering to people. And so it's not that we are amazing, but I don't want people to think that we don't know what we're talking about either. So we're going to sign off. Thank you guys for being here. No, Barry, this is not the Wednesday show I was talking about. We would have started that at 7. Okay. This was literally just supposed to be.
We never gave a time for that.
I know, but I told it, it's postponed till at least next week. I would let you know ahead of time. This was literally supposed to be a 15-minute video so it could go viral and get shared. That's okay. God had other plans. We love you. God loves you. God bless. We will be live on Friday night for our regular long 2-hour show. I think this one probably ended up somewhere in the middle of that. For our weekly roundup of news, there's a lot to talk about. We could have done it tonight. There's so much that's already happened, and it's only Wednesday. And then we'll be back again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a weekly roundup of world news. So,
good night, guys. We love you guys. God loves you, and God bless.
Remember, it's not just a conspiracy theory if it's actually the truth. Bye, guys. I was cold all alone. No place for